Thanks for joining us this morning. Roads are improving out there this morning from the several inches of snowfall. Matter of fact, about 6 inches roughly here at the KCOB studios, Northeast Newton. We've had roads improved on the 511ia.org website. They include Interstate 80, now just listed as partially snow-covered, from Mitchellville all the way east to exit 205. That is south of Victor. Also, Iowa Highway 330, now listed as partially covered, from 7 miles west of Rhodes to Highway 330 up in Marshall County. Some of the roads that are improving. Again, check the latest road conditions. 511ia.org. Our road conditions brought to you by Cap Tires and Auto Centers. Service the way it should be. Snow that we received has canceled school, closed Newton, Newton Christian, Sully Christian, PCM, Baxter, Colfax, Mingo, Pella Christian, Pella, Grinnell, Collins Maxwell, East Marshall, Montezuma, North Mahaska, and Marshalltown. There are online classes, though, today for Grinnell and Colfax Mingo. Marshalltown Community College, Iowa Valley Continuing Education, Marshalltown, both opening at 10 o'clock this morning. Iowa Valley Community College in Grinnell, they're having a two-hour delay and no congregate meals in Newton. Our weather delays and cancellations, courtesy of Grinnell Mutual Trust, in tomorrow. Now, the Newton School District does not utilize remote learning when there is bad weather unless remote learning is already planned for that day. Superintendent Tom Messenger says the state does allow schools with remote learning plans to count snow days as attendance days if they do remote learning, but he says district officials decided not to use that option.
Through several different discussions and through our experiences that we've had with remote learning, getting materials home, we will not be exercising that remote learning process for days of inclement weather. And the reason behind that is because it takes time to prepare for a shift from in-person learning to remote learning. And also, we have to make sure that we're getting materials home to families. And when you don't know exactly when a remote learning day is going to occur, it becomes pretty difficult to make sure that you have the appropriate planning in place for it, as well as preparation of getting the proper materials to people. So our snow days will be handled just like they have been in the past, and we will not use remote learning on those days to be able to count that.
Now, Newton School scheduled to return to five-day-a-week in-school learning on Tuesday, January 26th. That is the start of the second semester. And over 1,100 Jasper County residents have been given a shot of COVID-19 vaccine. Iowa Department of Public Health released new numbers on COVID-19 vaccinations yesterday afternoon. Information up to date through this past Tuesday. At that point, State Public Health Department said 1,148 Jasper County residents had been given the vaccine. 1,056 of those vaccinations were done in the county. Statewide, through Tuesday, 103,974 Iowans had been vaccinated, while 109,868 vaccinations had occurred within the state. A majority of those, over 57,130, were given the Moderna vaccine. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.